SBS Radio.
Back in his home electorate of Grainler, Anthony Albanese showed the locals his community support centre on Addy Road in Marrickville. It's a place the Labor leader has returned to frequently over his tenure, reminding voters of his roots as a Housing Commission kid with a single mum. It was there he told a story about what the National Disability Insurance Scheme would have meant to his mum.
Mr. Albanese, I'll tell you why it is personal for me. Because where I grew up, not far from here, I grew up with a mum who was not diagnosed properly with rheumatoid arthritis. She couldn't get the sort of support that she needed.
The NDIS has become a hotly contested issue after Mr. Albanese was unable to recall, when asked on Thursday, the 6 points of his party's plan. By Friday, he was fighting back.
Let me tell you what the NDIS is about. It's not about gotcha questions. What it's about is providing what policy really. Hang on, you had your opportunity. You had your opportunity, and now it's my turn to answer.
It's overshadowed the opposition's cost of living messages and attacks on the government, sowing doubt in some quarters over his ability as a leader. At the same time, Scott Morrison's been facing questions over whether his brand has become toxic in seats held by progressive members of the Liberal Party who are being challenged by the so-called Teal Independents, backed by Climate 200. Mr. Morrison has already made 5 visits to the Western Sydney seat of Parramatta, but hasn't been seen anywhere near North Sydney or Wentworth. By Wednesday, he was denying he's avoiding the seats.
I will go where I believe it's best for our campaign for me to go. And I will flag where I go on the day where I go. You know, you're on the bus. You know that you find out where we go each day, just as like it works in the Labor campaign.
The question still dogged the Prime Minister, and he still refuses to say whether he'll take his campaign to those electorates. But the issue of independence in a hung parliament could also spell an end for Scott Morrison's leadership. Former Liberal Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, currently in Washington DC, has argued independents are good for democracy. But he added voters could choose independence as a way of protesting against the Liberal government.
Features of our democratic system, our electoral system, in fact, make Australian democracy more resilient and offer people more choice. And I think that's a very good thing. I mean, democracy is all about choice. I'm not telling anybody who to vote for.
It's a stark contrast to when Mr. Turnbull was himself the leader of the nation. While most independents haven't indicated who they would negotiate with in the event of a hung parliament, Warringah Independent MP Zali Steggall has said she would be more likely to negotiate with the coalition if they abandoned Mr. Morrison as leader. The Prime Minister says he disagrees with Mr. Turnbull but was pushed on whether he'd willingly stand down.
Will you resign as leader in the case of a hung parliament? You say it's a cavalcade of chaos, so will you resign?
This is a choice for the Australian people.
That's not a yes or no answer, Prime Minister.
Well, that answer lies in the lap of the Australian people. See, I'm the first Prime Minister.
That sounds like you would resign.
Again, I'll answer the question. I'm putting myself forward for being able to continue to provide that strong leadership.
Across the Pacific, tensions have also been simmering as Solomon Islands Prime Minister Manasseh Sogavare criticised Western nations, including Australia, over their reaction to a security pact signed with China. Prime Minister Sogavare said his government was being treated like children.
We are being treated as kindergarten students walking around with Colt 45s in our hands, and therefore we need to be supervised. We are insulted.
Scott Morrison was asked whether his words contributed to the discord.
You've spoken about a red line with the Solomon Islands. Do you now admit that your rhetoric on the region for a domestic audience has massively inflamed the situation and potentially damaged irrevocably your relationship with Manasseh Sogavare?
No.
The Prime Minister evaded questions on when he last spoke to his counterpart, insisting he's been following advice from national security agencies. But the opposition leader has been quick to fault the PM for not taking initiative.
This is a complex relationship. But the fact that the Prime Minister hasn't picked up the phone to Prime Minister Sogavare says an enormous amount. Says an enormous amount about what is needed in terms of that relationship.
Adding to the major party's campaign focus on living costs, interest rates were raised by 0.25% to 0.35% on Tuesday. It was a bigger jump than predicted and followed an increase in inflation, which last week reached 5.1%. Scott Morrison has denied those figures have been ballooning because of his government's spending, telling Channel 9.
Treasury made it very clear when asked specifically at Senate estimates on that very point. They said that the scale of what we were doing in the budget compared to the overall size of our economy and the overall size of the government's budget, they did not consider to
have
that.
Was Treasury wrong?
No.
The Prime Minister has also made the point that the increasing interest rates signify that the economy is strong as a result of the government's pandemic policies, that Australia's economy was shielded from the worst, and the need for emergency low interest rates are over. Opposition Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers rebuked some of that claim on Tuesday.
He was speaking today about a shield. The only shield that Scott Morrison is interested in is to shield himself from the blame and to shield himself from people who are doing it tough.
The cost of living debate continues, despite being somewhat overshadowed by gaffes and rebellious former prime ministers. Both leaders are sticking to the message they won't negotiate with independents, but that outcome is looking increasingly likely. Krishani Danji, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.